Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 FM, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as joining us now on the line is the head boys track coach of the South Hamilton Hawks. Kyle Galatich joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Anytime, Quinn.
So as we take a look, we haven't really had a chance to talk since really before the Drake relays, and if we could go back to that, I know we've talked about obviously what happened at the Drake relays. I know maybe some of the people at home haven't had a chance to hear, but just altogether, it definitely was a unique Drake relays experience. And how did you feel your boys handled everything that came with the Drake relays this year?
Oh, I think they handled it really well. They did whatever we asked. I mean, we waited around. The weather wasn't ideal, but, you know, they wanted to wait around. I know some other schools left, but they felt like they had some things to prove. And being a small school with all the 4A's, I think they wanted to kind of see how they could do against those guys. And they've been training with a purpose, and they really ran with a purpose that Saturday, and they ran well.
And then we fast forward. Obviously, last week was kind of a tune-up on Monday at North Polk for the conference meet. Then on Thursday, you guys have the conference meet. You guys host the conference meet. It wind up placing fifth and top of the conference. That's been very good this year in the Heart of Iowa Conference. And just overall from last week, what did you see in terms of performances from your guys, and how did it pair up with expectations you have for this time of year?
Well, I think we're kind of right where we want to be right now. Just kind of, I don't want to peak too soon, but I think we're working on just putting out our best times. And, you know, last week was kind of a good run for us. A lot of PRs Monday and Thursday, you know, and it may not reflect in the conference standings finishing fifth, but there were quite a few PRs, and, you know, that's what we're striving for at the end of the year is improvement from the beginning to the end, and I think we're definitely seeing that.
A couple guys I wanted to talk about, especially here at the end of the season, who have really stepped up and become, I'd say, key contributors for this squad have been Noah Gunderson in the sprints, and then Pete Coburn has really emerged as somebody in the mid-distance that can do some damage for you. And talking about those two, you know, what have you seen in terms of what's really been the key to their improvement here as they've gone through their senior seasons?
Well, starting with Noah, I mean, he was hurt the first month of the year. He came out, this is his first year out since junior high, and that first couple weeks he kind of tweaked a hamstring, and we were real cautious with bringing him back. And Tim, our trainer, he's the best. He got him back where we needed to be, and just, you know, the last 3 weeks we put him in more of a full-time meet set, and he's been doing very well. I mean, he's been improving, but a lot of things to learn. He's one that I wish I would have had out from the time he was a freshman till now, but, you know, it's always good to have him out. And Pete, same thing. Pete, he was running a lot of 2 miles and miles for us, and, you know, we're kind of looking at wanting to run the distance medley and looking for an 800 guy, and Coach Paulson thought he'd be ideal, and, you know, he's really worked at it, and he's went out and split 205s the last couple times, and that's what we're looking for. But again, it's new to him, so he's going to looking for improvement from him the next couple weeks here to kind of get that close to a 2.
And looking ahead to the next couple of weeks, obviously Thursday, it's the big one before the big one. Obviously, it's your state qualifying meet at Roland Story. It's a pretty talented field, top to bottom, from all the schools that are there. And then obviously after that is the state track meet beginning on next Thursday. And just in preparation for the state qualifying meet, obviously this is the one you gotta perform well at to get to the big stage next week. And just is that something that has needed to be set around the kids, or is that something that they totally understand at this point?
No, I think they completely understand. They have goals, and obviously to reach those goals you've got to get out of districts and qualify for state. And no, they realize that. They've been working hard, and you know, we'll go out and run our best, and like I said, hopefully we're peaking at the right moment. But with all the hard work the guys have put in, you know, I kind of know that we're where we need to be right now, and hopefully that shows on Thursday.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at your state qualifying meet Thursday at Roland Story.
All right. Thanks, Quinn. Thanks for all your coverage. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Kyle Galitich, the head boys track coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.